Hey, is this Gil?
Hey, Ruben, how you doing?
Working hard. How about yourself?
Oh, shit, I was just getting ready to mail all this shit off to the lovely Department of Motor Vehicles here in Connecticut, and then Shannon just called me and said...
Thank God.
...that you got some other way to do it, so...
Well, yeah, because... I'm actually going... Here's the challenge. We can't release any... So, and I don't know if you're...
I get it.
Yeah, so if you want to pay the vendor to start working on it, great, because I don't believe they've started their carpenter on it.
No, he's going to... I just saw him today. He's got... You know, I told him what the little slat was, cool. And it's okay. He's cool with that. I mean,
so
we're not delaying anything.
Perfect. So here's my finding department's idea. I just emailed Shannon, and I'm sure you have access to the info at Truffle's email, correct?
Well, she forwarded it to me, yeah.
Perfect.
I haven't looked
so,
at it yet, but whatever.
Your title reads, and this is just to walk you through it. It says Truffle's Bakery, and it's like spelled out, but it has like this or on it. Which, what
yeah.
they can do is, and this is, by the way, I'm not in the funding department, so I don't like to overpromise people. I hate it actually. But what they are telling me is, as long as they have POAs that match up exactly to how that title reads, they can fund it. They can fund the vendor. So as long as they have POAs that actually are an exact match. It sounds like they're willing to release the deposit. Now, I am waiting on clarification on whether we have you FedEx the title or not. I'll get that for you in the next hour, but you have the title on you, correct?
Yes.
Correct. When would you have a chance to go to a notary and get these two forms completed?
I don't know. I just got to find a notary in the area. I thought my bank did it, but this particular bank that's closest to me doesn't have a notary there, so I'll have to just call around. I'm sure that... Maybe a UPS store or somebody. That
yeah, UPS,
sure.
Real estate companies always have them. Do you want to fax those or email those to me?
I'll probably end up faxing them.
Okay.
Because I don't have access to a computer, but I can print out the forms. I have to go home and print them out, but all I have is like my iPad and stuff like that. Shannon's got the computer with her, so.
No worries. Can you do me a favor? When you
yeah.
fax those over, can you please give me a call to make sure they're received?
Okay, so in other words, I'm looking at my title right now. It says Truffle's Bakery and K.
Or.
And then it has an or there. But
so that's how we match. That's how we match it up, correct.
So I have to make sure that the paperwork says that same thing.
It already says it.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, they filled it out, they just want an exact match, and I think this gets done for you today. We're waiting on your insurance too, but we're all over that.
Okay. All right,
perfect.
So I have to go home to print these out because Shannon just forwarded them to me. I'll get those forms. I'll get them notarized. And then you want me to fax them. Is there a fax number on there?
Yeah, it's in my email. It's the 888-234-0177.
Okay, well, I can just look at your email. That's fine. All right,
correct.
So I'll email them to you, and then you're going to let me know if I have to overnight something or not?
The title, which I'm finding out right now. By the time you fax it, I'll have that answer.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Gil.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.